from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. NATO meeting expresses concerns about Russia. NATO Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Eastern Europe sends a clear signal to any would-be aggressor. In Brussels, before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, this is Jan Stoltenberg referring to Russia.
I expect the defense ministers to agree to enhance our forward presence in the eastern part of our alliance. This will send a clear signal. NATO will respond as one to any aggression against any ally. We have already significantly enhanced our presence and readiness of our forces.
Since Russia's seizure of Crimea almost 2 years ago, the Western military alliance has been increasingly concerned that Moscow could rapidly invade Poland or the Baltic states. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon repeated that concern on arrival Wednesday in Brussels.
NATO faces pressures now on its eastern border and in the Mediterranean. And today we need to unite around a clear plan to deploy troops and ships to deter any aggression and the threats that we've seen. And we want to see faster deployment of those troops.
NATO defense ministers are also expected to discuss Turkey's request for NATO help to slow the influx of migrants into Europe. Meanwhile, Russia figures prominently in another part of the globe, of course. Their stepped-up aerial bombardment in Syria is expected to be a focal point for the United States and other members of the International Syria Support Group when it meets this week in Germany. The ISSG, which includes Russia and Iran, is meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. This is VOA News. Now, the United Nations Security Council is holding a private briefing today on the humanitarian situation in Russia because of those very Russian bombardments. The operation has sent tens of thousands of people fleeing the northern city toward the Turkish border and raised alarms with the United Nations and aid groups who fear a humanitarian disaster in the region. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday at least 500 people have been killed since the offensive began, including about 100 civilians. The director of the U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers yesterday that the United States faces an array of security threats this year.
In my 50-plus years in the intelligence business, I cannot recall a more diverse array of challenges and crises that we confront as we do today.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee, Mr. Clapper said the Islamic State, or ISIL, remains the preeminent terrorist threat in the world.
ISIL has demonstrated sophisticated attack tactics and tradecraft. ISIL, including its 8 established and several more emerging branches, has become the preeminent global terrorist threat. They have attempted or conducted scores of attacks outside of Syria and Iraq in the past 15 months. ISIL's estimated strength worldwide exceeds that of al-Qaeda.
The intelligence chief said the ISIS group is determined to strike the U.S. homeland beyond inspiring homegrown attacks. He also said other threats include cyber assaults from several countries, as well as the nuclear program of North Korea. Mr. Clapper said the North has restarted a plutonium reactor and is seeking advanced missile technology. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State. The IS group seized the provincial capital last May. Iraq's ambassador to the United States tells VOA Iraqi forces will now focus on retaking Mosul, lost to Islamic State in 2014. Zimbabwe has appealed for a $1.5 billion to help pay for grain and other food after a drought has devastated harvests and left millions in need. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, his appeal follows President Robert Mugabe's declaration of a state of disaster. Meanwhile, the Save the Children charity warns food aid for millions of Ethiopians affected by drought will run out in April unless more funds are provided by month's end. And the South African opposition Tuesday asked the Constitutional Court, the country's highest, to rule on whether President Jacob Zuma broke the law by spending over $20 million on a state-funded security upgrade for his private home. Those upgrades included a swimming pool and an amphitheater. Last week, the president said he was prepared to repay some of the expenses. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.